Well, you all have been had the pleasure of seeing a lot of data from both Dr. Grant and Dr. Hassan. And to a certain extent, I have the opposite situation. When it comes to data around the terminology that we use in our field, I have one study I can refer you to, and I'll show that to you. So most of this will be left to the judgment of the committee that is wrestling with these issues and people just like you who have provided a wealth of opinions and ideas for us to really try to wrestle with as we help come up with a reasonable terminology for these substance disorders in DSM-5. I have no disclosures that are relevant. So I'm going to provide information and get feedback from you all. That's my goal here today. In general, what terminology should we use? What should the chapter be named? So the overall structure for this domain of diagnosis within the DSM manual. And what should the primary disorder, the one that we've called abuse and dependence, and others in other, not part of DSM, but in other aspects of called addiction or alcoholism. Well, those are the kind of disorders that we need to come up with a name for them. And particularly since we've eliminated the abuse and dependence distinction, we have to come up with a new name for whatever we do for DSM-5. So in 3R and 4, the chapter headings were the same, substance use disorders, substance-related disorders, and they were abuse and dependence were the primary conditions. We had a terrific group from our substance use disorders work group at the DSM that took part in these discussions and deliberations around terminology. Now, the assumption, just like you've heard, is that gambling will be in this section, so we need to come up with some label for the chapter that can incorporate gambling disorders, and that the abuse-dependence dichotomy is eliminated. So there are a lot of names in our field, and you know, a couple of these are some of my favorites. I couldn't get anyone to agree with me that we might consider naming the condition narcomania. Or dipsomania, but you'll see that some of these labels can be combined. For instance, you might see psychoactive substance dependence or psychoactive substance abuse. So you can put these together in various ways. So there's a lot of options for our field. The other main issue that we have tried to grapple with is that we are addressing a broad range of severity with the conditions. You've heard that we're eliminating the abuse and dependence dichotomy. We are proposing a single unified set of 11 criteria, and it's any two or more that make a diagnosis. Well, that means that when you go all the way from two to meeting the criteria for all 11, you've got a broad range of severity, so that at the most extreme end, a label such as alcoholism or addiction might apply. But there's a real question of whether that label, those severe labels, apply at the much milder end of the spectrum. Going back almost 50 years, we see these issues being addressed in our field. For instance, the WHO Expert Committee in 1964. This is one of the earlier references I could find to labeling the condition as dependence, as the primary condition for these substances, as a way of avoiding the stigma associated with addiction or habituation at that time. Now, I promised you one study. There's a very nice paper by Kelly and Westeroff where they did a vignette study. Now, what this means is that you produce brief case vignettes, about one paragraph long, which will be such things as, you know, John Jones is a 38-year-old white male who presented to the emergency department with opiate abuse, and then they describe a few symptoms you may have. Well, that same paragraph would be varied between the term abuse and the term use disorder. So that's the only thing that would change. So all the criteria, all the descriptors were the same in terms of the facts about the case. But the label would be changed from abuse to use disorder. And then they asked a group of clinicians, 516 clinicians, to answer questions about this reported individual. And in one scale, the perpetrator punishment scale, there was a significant difference where when you labeled the person as an abuser, that the clinicians came up with slightly more negative impressions of that individual. For instance, more likely to endorse things like his problem being caused by a reckless lifestyle. he should be given some kind of jail sentence, that those were more likely to be endorsed just by changing the label, not by changing the symptom presentations themselves. So this is at least one paper that suggests that the label does make a difference in terms of the potential for stigma, and recommending at least contrasting abuse versus a use disorder would recommend a use disorder as the approach. So we'll come back to that. So our work group recommendations, we weren't so sure about the chapter heading. Should we call it addictions and related disorders, or the very descriptive substance gambling and related disorders? There was at one point some support for appetitive behavior and related disorders, but because of DSM's focus on eating disorders, we were afraid this might make people think of bulimia and anorexia more than it did substances in terms of the construct of appetitive behavior. So we nixed that one. For the disorder heading, we've uniformly agreed on substance use disorder, as in alcohol use disorder, amphetamine use disorder, cocaine use disorder, etc. Very minimal support for either dependence or addiction as the main alternatives. We posted on the website for comments back in 2010 and got some 389 comments, including about 57 for this area. Some of the comments were things like, I love this idea, we're pleased, gratifying. But then not all of them were so positive. We missed the inclusion of a more generic. We consider a change to not use disorder, but misuse disorder. I'm not keen on this. Substance use belittles the severity of addiction. Please come up with something less cumbersome. When it came to the chapter name, some said, great change, I like this. The change is befitting with the extent of research. But then others would say things like, I disagree. It hasn't been clearly defined, or some, I'm opposed. We got other names. We had a suggestion to change from nicotine to tobacco dependence, and actually we're wrestling with that one right now, whether we ought to call it nicotine use disorders or tobacco use disorders. We had a second posting just this past summer. Again, got a few comments about the terminology. Some very negative ones. Substance use disorder is an abomination. I understood the vehemence of their opinion, but it wasn't helpful because they didn't give us an alternative. And at the end of the day, we have to come up with a decision for people to use. Some liked it, and then one all capitals that was kind of negative. Including craving, mostly got positive comments. And then one person reminded us that try to be consistent across substances. So in that issue around nicotine versus tobacco, they said, well, if you're going to use the plant name, you're going to call it tobacco, then you ought to call it cannabis use disorder. If you're going to use the chemical, nicotine, then you ought to call it a cannabinoid use disorder. That seemed reasonable to me. We'd like to be consistent where possible. I'm going to get to the end here. So our current recommendations are for our committee has recommended substance gambling and related disorders. But because of trying to collaborate with the ICD, it's possible that something along the lines of substance use disorders, addictions, and related disorders might be what we settle on. The name of the chapter remains up in the air. On the other hand, for the main condition that we're dealing with, you've heard Dr. Grant and Dr. Hassan describe many of the changes to it, that we've pretty well agreed on as a substance use disorder. So our next steps are there are field trials where these are being tested, in particular that severity measure in terms of adding up the number of symptoms to assess the severity, and another cross-cutting severity measure that looks at use of these substances and the quantity and frequency of use as a quickly changing measure of severity of use is being looked at in field trials right now. If there's any emerging literature on terminology, we'll certainly take that into account. We appreciate your feedback, and we take these feedback sessions with the professional fields extremely seriously as we wrestle with these that are fundamentally going to rely on the judgment of these three people and a handful of others to decide about the terminology.